A historically renowned leader. The 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verses 10 to 15. Let us turn to a book of the 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verses 10 to 15. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel. I am grieved that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions. Samuel was troubled, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. Early in the morning Samuel got up and went to meet Saul, but he was told, "Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor, and has turned and gone on down to Gilgal." When Samuel reached him, Saul said, "The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions." But Samuel said, "What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear?" Saul answered, "The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle, to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroyed the rest." Helen Keller had three major issues in her body. Since she had a fever illness, she could not hear, she could not see, she could not speak anymore. Despite all these difficulties, she graduated from a Bachelor of Arts from Harvard University for the first time as a disabled person. There are a lot of famous sayings regarding Helen Keller. But, for Helen Keller to be well known and for that name to be famous, we need to remember that her homeschooling teacher Annie Sullivan's contribution for Helen was great. Helen was blessed to have Annie Sullivan as her teacher, and we need to bear in mind that getting acquainted with teacher Annie Sullivan was something that Helen was fortunate about. She met such a good teacher. If she had not met Annie Sullivan, then Helen Keller of today would not possibly have been existed. Meeting a good teacher in life is a great blessing. We are celebrating Teachers' Day today. As we require good teachers these days, we also ask for a good leader that we can look up to and that we can trust. But the crisis of these days is that we do not have a true teacher and a leader. It is such an unfortunate thing. The role of a teacher or a leader is extremely important. The role of one leader changes the era. The choice, the decision, that the leader make and the approach that the leader takes about the direction in leading the people become a standard, which would be important in deciding about the future. A perspective of one leader determines whether the people would prosper or perish. A leader of Singapore, Lee Kuan Yew, passed away some time ago. All the people of Singapore wept over his funeral and deeply grieved in remembrance of him. He was called as a father of Singapore, and more than anything else, he symbolized the whole country. Lee Kuan Yew was about Singapore, and Singapore was about Lee Kuan Yew. He was a teacher to the people of that nation, and he was a leader. The leadership that was bribe-free and powerful made Singapore a strong nation of Asia today. On the other hand, a nation like the Philippines became a haven of the bribes because of the corrupt leader like Marcos. The economy fell drastically and the nation became weak in economic power. At one point, our former president Chung Hee Park looked up the economy of the Philippines. "It would be so good if we could have the economic scale like the Philippines. And we were asking help from the Philippines. But right now, the Philippines have collapsed terribly." A downfall and a corruption of a leader made the people of the nation to also be corrupt as well. People that have a leader that people can trust and follow wholeheartedly can have hope. In our history, there were a lot of great figures like that. Heroes of the people like General Lee Soon Shin, King Sejong, these are our teachers and leaders that we will always be grateful for and that we will remember forever. These days people worry about the fact that there is no leader that is worthy to be a leader. People seek a leader that they can rely on, trust and follow wholeheartedly. There would be several criteria in assessing whether a leader is a good leader or not. If we refer to the criteria outlined in the Bible, there are four qualities of ideal leader the Bible talks about. Firstly, it is a leader that has a good character. A good leader has a knowledge, feeling and righteousness that are well balanced. In the Bible, it is a person like Jehoshaphat, a person like Joseph, and it is a person like Timothy, The 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 3-5, the Bible says, I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice and, I am persuaded, now lives in you also. These people had a pure conscience and had a genuine, true faith. These days, it seems our world is a heaven, which is a full of lies and bribes. These leaders are great enough to be considered as our role models. Secondly, it is a leader that is forthright. It is a leader that is like David. According to the 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7, the Bible says, But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. David was a person that God has approved. When choosing the second king of Israel, God said that he does not look at the things the man looks at, such as outward appearance. He clearly told us that the Lord looks at the heart. Then the Lord chose David. Thirdly, it is a leader that is decisive. A person who is indecisive cannot be a good leader. A person that has a powerful leadership is a leader like Moses. He cut off and rejected the compromise of Pharaoh. When he was getting out of Egypt, God took care of all. Also, Joshua was decisive, too. In Numbers, chapter 24, verse 15, it says, But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. It is also a person like Elijah according to the 1 Kings, chapter 18, and verse 21. Elijah went before the people and said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing. A person who could make right decision firmly was a good leader. Fourthly, it is a leader that is future-oriented. It is a person like Caleb in the Bible. He asked for the valley land of Hebron, which all the other people did not prefer. The reason was that he trusted in the promise of God for future. Also, a person like Paul is a leader that is future-oriented. Although he was aged a lot, he confessed like this. This is what he said. I press on toward the goal to win the prize, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. If we refer to the Bible, the Lord chose these kinds of people as great leaders. These are good examples or good leaders, that we can consider them as our mentors. But the words that we will share today together are about the story of the early king of Israel, Saul. He left footprints behind that were unfortunate in history. History is not only about learning from the past that was well done, but also learning from the past that was not so well done. It is wisdom to not repeat the same mistakes again. Therefore, hiding the history or misrepresenting the history is the same as not looking in the mirror. If we do not look in the mirror, we are unable to know correctly what we are like. But, right now, Japan is misrepresenting our history. They are turning away from the mirror of history. It seems that they are covering themselves from sky with a palm. Mirror shows us everything just as things are. In the same way, for the history to be correct, it should have recorded everything truly and free of misrepresentation. The Bible has recorded everything about history truly and free from error, without any misrepresentation. In the family register of David, there is a record that shows Solomon was born from a wife of Uriah. This proves that David made a terrible mistake. With a wife of Uriah, David became a father to Solomon. This is a fact that cannot be erased. But this has been correctly recorded. This is a mirror of history. History of King Saul that comes up in our main passage today tells us, that the life of King Saul has ended miserably. There is a saying that a person should have better ending rather than better beginning. A scene of the back should be better than a scene in the front. We need to be a person that is more thought of after we have left rather than a person that is thought now. But, as the first king, Saul was an extremely unfortunate leader that has left away from God. We need to learn the lessons from Saul and consider this as a mirror of history. We should take this opportunity for us to look at our own selves. More than anything else, Saul was a leader that God really regretted about. Verse 11 says, I am grieved that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions. Samuel was troubled, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. How scary is a word that says that I regret. I am grieved that I have made Saul king. This explains that Saul was different from what God has expected before and he was turned away from God. Regretting, grieved, such expressions shown in the Bible prove that God was hurt about the sins of human beings. The Lord felt painful about these sins of people and this predicted that there would be a judgment. In Genesis, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. God said that he regretted about making people and he caused the great flood of Noah to happen. The Lord said towards Judas Iscariot that it would have been way better if you were not born. God said that he regretted appointing Saul as a king. We need to look back on ourselves, remembering these words from God. If God says that he regrets about us, he regrets about putting us into his ministry, how unfortunate would this be? If God says that he regrets about appointing me as a church pastor, if God says that he regrets about appointing me as a church elder, how unfortunate would this be? I see a lot of cases like these. How did such a person get chosen as a leader? How did such an incapable person get chosen in that position? There are times that I regret about selecting some people. In whatever organizations, in any community, the role of a leader is very important. God regretted about appointing Saul as a king, and take this as an opportunity to see Saul through a mirror of history. I hope that you will live a life that has no regret. Then why did God regret? There was a reason. Actually, there were two reasons. Firstly, Saul did not follow God. He forgot about the very purpose that God appointed him as a king for. He did not listen to the voice of God. Verse 19 says, Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? Why? We can see that Prophet Samuel deeply regretted and lamented. God said that if I give you a victory, strike and wipe out the Amalek troops. But he did not listen to the voice of God, and was busy focusing in the goods that they seized. Also, secondly, he did not obey the commands of God. Disobeying the commands of God that has appointed him as a king is the same as a soldier disobeying the orders from his commander during a war. This leads to death. Samuel pointed out about this kinds of sin, especially in verse 23. It says, For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. From then on, Saul lost his position as a king. He no longer had the power of a leader. What is more unfortunate than God saying that he will abandon you? If God abandons us, all the values and things will be gone, and we will lose all of our blessings. Our worldly positions, fame, health and even life, too, all will all be gone. In front of God, ensure that our lives will not be the ones that God will regret in making us. I hope you will strive to put the best effort in your living your life so that God will not regret. Also, Saul put a monument up for himself. Verse 12 says, Early in the morning Samuel got up and went to meet Saul, but he was told, Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor, and has turned and gone on down to Gilgal. He did not put priority on God. He thought that it was him that won the war against Amalek. and he set up a monument in his own honor. It was God that gave him a victory, but he set up a monument in his honor. If he was to set up a monument, he should have put one up for God, but how could he possibly have done that? Saul did not put his priority on God, and his purpose in life was focused on something that was not about God. His life was not centered on God, and his life was all about himself. The more a nation is a communist nation, there are more monuments like this. In North Korea, there are so many monuments that commemorate Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il everywhere. Saul as well is idolizing himself in this context. God regretted about appointing Saul as a king. But Saul set up a monument for himself, to show him up, and to glorify himself. This is a scene of a leader that has lost the ability to distinguish what is right and wrong. Later part of verse 11 says, Samuel was troubled, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. Samuel heard that he will abandon the king. So he was worried. To save the king and to save the nation, he stayed up all night and prayed. He sacrificed himself. But in contrast, Saul set up a monument for himself. How selfish, self-centered and hopeless leader was Saul. Saul was a selfish and self-centered leader. On the other hand, have a look at the leadership of David. In the 1 Chronicles, chapter 11, verse 17, it says, David longed for water and said, Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem. Three soldiers put their lives to get water and got into their enemy's side. They went into Jerusalem and got water for him. But David did not drink it all by himself, and poured that water onto the altar of Jehovah in front of the troops. He thought of God firstly more than anything else, and thought of his people. And then he said, God forbid that I should do this. In verse 19, should I drink the blood of these men who went at the risk of their lives? Because they risked their lives to bring it back, David would not drink it. Such were the exploits of the three mighty men. David sacrificed also with these soldiers. And the troops of David were touched by him. They put their whole lives in following David as a result. I think this is a leadership of a true leader. A leader leads other people, but also shows a good example to others so that the people follow a leader voluntarily. This is a true leadership. Samuel was such a prophet. When God said that he will abandon Saul, Samuel prayed for the king all night. It was such a blessing to have a prophet like Samuel in that time. How should we live in our lives? Are we not living like Saul, a selfish, self-centered life? I pray and bless you all in Jesus' name, that you will live for the glory of God. Also, Saul was a dishonest leader. Verses 14 to 15 say, But Samuel said, What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear? Saul answered, The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle, to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroyed the rest. He lied. We were told to kill everything that we got from Amalek people. But what are these crying sounds of the animals in the palace yard? Samuel asked Saul. Saul did not repent, but he excused himself and lied. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle, to sacrifice to the Lord your God. This was what Saul said. He used the name of God, but it was totally a lie. He was such a crafty person. We need to live an honest life. In relationships with people as well, if we are dishonest, we lose our trust and our lives get to fall down. It is more important to be honest in front of God. God knows our ins and outs. We need to live honestly in front of God. God knows about our imperfection more than anyone else. Despite our weaknesses and mistakes, when we are honest, He will use us in the most amazing way. Being dishonest is the same as being tricked by Satan's. In John, chapter 8, verse 44 says, You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, He speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. The Bible says that Satan was a liar from the very beginning. Although we are weak and make mistakes a lot, let us pray to live in an honest way. Also, Saul was left from the words of God. Verse 23 says, "For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." When we leave from the words of God, the first thing that results in our lives is that we get to lose our ability to distinguish the right and wrong. Won Jong-sung said that he went to the Buddhist temple and a shaman before he died. I heard that he was a church elder, but how did he go to such place to seek help? If we get away from the words of God, we lose our pathways, direction, and an ability to distinguish the right and wrong. Saul was like that. As Saul left away from God, he felt insecure. Because he felt insecure, he tried to look different and disguised himself. He went to the fortune teller and asked about his future. He was ashamed as a result. If we get away from the words of God, we lose our ability to distinguish the right and wrong like Saul. We go to fortune tellers. What is the biggest power in being a Christian? It is living a life with the power of words. It is clinging onto the words of God and trusting these. If we do not let go of the words, then we will eventually have a victory at the end. This is faith. But Saul abandoned the words of God. Saul lost his direction and was totally lost. The evil spirit stirred his mind. He could not control himself and he acted as per the direction the evil spirit led him. The end days of the people that left from God are like this. My dear family in Christ, history is like a mirror. God regretted about appointing Saul as a king. God abandoned him as a result. As a result, Saul's days at the end were miserable. Let us take this as a learning opportunity and view it in a mirror of history. Let us live a life that is approved, recognized in front of God. We should not put a monument for us like Saul did. We should put a monument all for the glory of God. Let us pray to live in an honest way, not like Saul's dishonest way. A person that is loved usually does things that are lovely and lovable. A person that is abandoned usually does things that are worthy to be abandoned. We have learned this through the mirror of history. I pray and bless you all in Jesus' name, that we will correct our lives according to the things we learned through a mirror of history and through the words of God. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.